The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
There you have it. That Preach Fest right there is from none other than the legendary rock alternative band Living Color, Preaching Blues, and that is their rendition from Robert Johnson. And I'm going to tell you what, for it to hit these waves right here in Memphis, we are so happy. We love it, love it, love it. You guys are tuning into Radio Memphis Prog Time with Phil ND. That is off of their brand new album, Shade. And of course, Living Color Shade in the USA tour is en route right now.
Yeah,
we've got some really cool stuff. But what's even cooler?
It is very cool.
I mean, what's cooler?
That we have Corey on the phone.
I want to talk to Corey. Hey, Corey, this is D with Radio Memphis. How you doing, baby?
I want to know what else is cooler than having me on the phone. I don't understand.
D and Phil, baby, you know what? What would be cooler? I'm going to tell you what would be cooler. If you were here with me in the studio and if you would preach to me the way you preach on that record, just to me, to my face, baby. they call me Dirty D. I'm sorry.
I wonder why.
Doll, baby, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on Radio Memphis. Are you kidding? That love you. Love this sound. Love your band. And this is some crazy stuff.
Well, thank you.
You are so...
Thank you. Glad you like it.
Oh my goodness, are you kidding? You know, you guys come out of the, you know, you come out swinging, you know, with this one. And I know you're in the middle of tour, and actually today's an off day for you, is it not?
Yes.
See, it was meant to be that you were going to talk to us.
Is that right?
He's not buying it from me.
No, he's like, no, okay, no, okay, no,
not all.
I've heard this all before.
What can I do to make you buy it from me, Corey?
Sell it better. I don't know.
Listen, Harney, look, I want to thank you again, you know, for spending some time with us. Your album, you know, the band Living Color, you guys are doing some fantastic stuff. I will say one of the things that I have completely appreciated about, you know, kind of finding out what was going on with this album is that you guys sat down and decided over the course of time that you wanted to kind of give your interpretation of what the blues meant to you.
Absolutely. You know, that song you just played was sort of the impetus for this.
Yes.
We were asked to play at the Apollo on the anniversary of the birth of Robert Johnson.
Yes.
And we were given a couple songs to perform, and that one was one of them. And we hadn't rehearsed before we got there. We sort of just put it all together and played it live. It was like a live rehearsal.
Wow.
And it went over really well. And Vernon sort of thought, you know, the idea of, first of all, playing this particular music, playing the blues, and us playing it in Harlem at the Apollo Theater, was had some real significance to it. That how has that stood the test of time, and where has it gone?
Well, sir.
And what has it done?
You know. It's right. It's funny, Corey, because, you know, you've always come from a blues place in your heart.
Well, I mean, that's part of our palette.
Yeah.
You know, we have everything we got comes from the blues. Everything started there.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have, you know, some obvious jazz things going on. We obviously have some rock things going on. We obviously have some soul and gospel and Caribbean music and African music and all kinds of stuff coming out of what we do.
Absolutely.
And electronic music coming out of there. So we basically focused our lens on the blues as Living Color would do it with all its other stuff that they have in its arsenal.
See, that's cool. You know, I guess one of the things for me, you know, Corey, is how is it when all the whole band sits down, okay, and you guys go, okay, this is what we're going to do, and each of you have your own personalities.
We start yelling and cursing each other out.
See, okay, you answered the question. You just answered the question. Everybody wants to be heard, and it's funny because you know, your band is one of the few that can have so many diverse personalities and so many, you know, diverse, you know, backgrounds as to what everybody personally themselves like, and you make it work, you know, in one sound. And, you know, sometimes, you know, either A, it just clicks and it's just that it's meant to be, or, you know, B, you argue and scream at the top of your lungs and cuss.
Mm-hmm.
So
we do both, actually. So that's we start yelling at each other and then we start playing. It's like, oh yeah, that's right, that's
yeah,
never mind.
I gotcha.
Very cool. So as I've been listening to you for a long time.
Okay.
I really have gotten into the last tracks that actually your manager has sent us last year from your, I guess it's a solo album coming up. When should we expect, like, the album with Original Sin to be hitting us?
Well, Original Sin is actually on... What record is that on? Original Sin, I believe, is on Hymns. No, it's not on Hymns. It's on the record after Hymns. Yeah, we've done I've done several different records.
And you have.
I can't remember.
I know you've done a lot. You've done a lot.
Yeah. So that was we've done a lot of work. When I'm winding down with this with Shade and Living Color, I'll probably get to that stuff.
I gotcha.
And all that. And I've got so many other projects that are I haven't even told a few people about, but it's just I'm working with George Lynch. I'm doing a bunch of stuff, so I'm going to be on Shiprock.
Yes, we heard about that. We heard about the Shiprock thing, you know, and it was actually right. Mentioned to us and stuff like that. And you're going to be one of the castaways with Chris Adler, Ripper Owens. You've got Shannon Larkin on that, you know, and LaShawn mm-hmm. Witherspoon. That's a crazy setup.
It should be interesting. It should be, you know, talking about yelling each other and cursing each other out. That's going to be fun.
No, you're going to have a lot of fun. And of course, now you are working with, you know, George Lynch. We get to do we do some music here, you know, with some of the side projects that George has got. You know, we're still trying to get right. George on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, we're trying to see how to send some love to him too.
Okay.
We've been talking to everybody else, you know, around him, you know, through him
right.
and next to him, but you know, we haven't talked to George. So if you see George, you tell him we said hello.
I will.
I do have one question, and we're talking about I'm back on Shade, man. Because Shade's, gotcha. Like I said, he just got done preaching to me, and I need to talk to him for a second.
Do you need some guidance, my dear? There's something wrong.
Yes, yes, Father Corey. I think I'm going to get an answer from you. And I read something when the album came out, and you actually did some interviews, you know, with a couple of outfits. And one of the things that was that you actually talked about is that you talked about a CD of blues songs that you had gotten from a none other than Mick Jagger.
Right.
And you know what's funny is that out of all the articles, you never say what songs were on that CD that he was, you know, that he was inspired by, that he shared with you.
Well, the as it goes, I was, and it wasn't a CD, it was a cassette. That's how long ago. But when we were doing the demos with him, I was reading a lot of books. Reading a lot of books about the blues, listening to a lot of music about the blues, and we're doing the vocals, and I was like, I'm trying to affect this thing. I'm trying to get to this particular part of my vocal range. Now, this is, mind you, this is 23-year-old Corey Glover talking to Mick Jagger.
Of course,
so it isn't just,
it's a bit much.
It's like. You're being, excuse my French, you're being an asshole right now. So just please stop. And he's like, oh really? Oh really? Oh really? So he goes home and digs up his 78s and makes me a mixtape.
Oh, how awesome.
Is this what you look for? Well, that's Little Willie John, and that's Little Walter, and that's a rare Howlin' Wolf, and that's
wow.
You know, it's a bunch of stuff on this cassette.
See, and that was what—that's what got you kind of going.
Well, it's helped. I mean, it was it's a cherished item, and it gave me something to think about, you know, in terms of about him.
Oh,
about
yeah,
Jagger as well. So, you know, like Jagger isn't playing at this. This is his life. He believes in this kind of thing. Like when you know the story of him at 15 years old, waiting at a record store for blues music,
wow,
black music, across the pond into England. Sorry, 6 months old by the time he gets it, but he cherishes it. And that's what he's trying to convey to me. Like, this music isn't playing. This music is serious.
It is.
This music is life-affirming. It's life-changing.
It is. It's very life-changing. You know, and those of you that are tuned in, we're talking to Corey Glover, Living Color. I tell you something, you know, and, you know, us being here in Memphis, okay, you know,
right.
and you know, you're talking blues, and, of course, you know, we do have a blues show, you know, that we do on Sunday nights, Booze and Blues, with Rick and everybody, and we deal with all the greats, you know, we deal with, you know, the up-and-coming, too, as well, and we dive into that essence, and it's so funny to me, because especially being in Memphis, you know, there's been some places where you'll go in, and you'll see, like, the rock guys and the metalheads and stuff like that. They'll come into like the, you know, the places like the juke joints, or they'll come into the blues shows and stuff.
Right.
They've cleaned up, you know, they'll put like a button down on or something like that. They'll pull their hair back in a ponytail, and like they'll kind of like, you know, just kind of peer around the corner. And,
right.
and you look at them and you're like, what are you doing? And they're like, this is where it starts, you know? And it's very synonymous. And I have to tell you that listening to you sing and listening to you preach and stuff like that, you know, somebody, you know, that from us from Memphis, you know, we hear it. You know, we hear it in you.
Oh yeah, I mean, you can walk down the street and get a musical education, you know, with all the clubs that are on the main drag, and you know, all kinds of music. It's wild. I find it fascinating that some of the most interesting metal bands and hardcore bands come out of Memphis.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
See, something about that groove. Something about that soul, and it's something about that. And that's ultimately what you guys are portraying and things like that. Now, you guys are in the middle of your tour. You just got started. You just got started on the 12th.
Right.
You know, up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, this is day. Well, we were in England last week.
Okay.
For 2 weeks, and then we just started up this thing, so it's gonna take a minute. We're gonna be out here for a while. We're not coming to Memphis for another couple of weeks, right?
No, you're going to be in Memphis on October the 25th. You're coming to the New Daisy. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's why we were so excited that we got to talk to you before you hit town. You know, everybody's excited. Are you kidding? And like I said, you guys made such an impact. And you know, Living Color was a proof that you can blend all these different styles and all these different approaches, you know, and present music, you know, in all shapes and all styles and all colors, you know, in all dimensions. And you guys were able to do that. And you know, there was a big stamp that you guys made, and a big impact that you guys made in doing so. And so when everybody hears that, you know, these albums are coming out, and they hear something like Shades coming out, you know, and it's kind of a revival, you know, to some of us, and knowing that, you know, this is coming and this is out and this is here, and you know, you hadn't lost it, baby. Yeah, you know, you guys haven't lost it, not one bit. You know, you came back just to remind everybody it's all about music.
Well, you know, that music has a function that's very sorely missing from this world, I believe.
Yes.
That music is a part of your life. It's not background noise, really. You know, think about the most interesting points of your life. You know, the first kiss, the first time you realized exactly who you were and why you were.
Right.
And there's a piece of music connected to that.
There is. There's always that piece of music, because as soon as you hear it, it takes you right back to that place.
Exactly.
You know, and it's a beautiful place. You know, one of the things also about you too is that, you know, not only, you know, have you done the stuff with music and stuff with the bands, you know, and, you know, and gone on tour and stuff like that. You've also done some stuff with Broadway. You know, you got Jesus Christ Superstar, you know, and there's other outlets and things for you that you've really opened up to, you know, and was that?
Well, I was an actor before I got in this band, actually.
So okay.
I was a working actor.
Okay.
Doing this, hitting from the age of, it's funny, I started singing when I was 6, I started acting when I was 14.
Okay.
And then I was in Platoon right after I joined Living Color.
Yes, you were, Francis.
And then I've been going between the two of them ever since.
Wow, that's a big thing. You know, that's a real big thing for you. And that's right. And that's a beautiful thing also, too, because, you know, you understand the whole picture, you know, as far as...
I'm still learning what the whole picture looks like. You know, the whole picture requires perspective.
Right.
And perspective means you have to go through it in order to understand it. So I'm still going through it.
Well... You're doing all right. I think you're doing. I've just been looking from this side of the fence, man. It looks like you're doing pretty good. You know, it looks good over here. Out of curiosity, honey, you know, we have a ton of listeners, ton of fans. You know, they love you. You know, for in the band and love the music. They're very excited about the tour and stuff. You know, we also have. You know, we're also known. You know, to be. You know, pretty much. You know, a musician's radio station. You know, an artist and stuff. And a lot of young and up and comings. You know, they love to tune in. They love hearing food for thought. They love hearing advice and stuff. You know, you've got the young kid that's listening and he's wanting to go down this route, you know, and going into the music and going into the business and stuff. You look at them now with everything that you know and you hold in your hand and your heart. What do you tell these kids?
Don't stop. Don't ever stop. And you know what? Music, like I said, is integral to your life.
Yeah.
It's something you need. If you don't need it to become a star, you need to live. There's a difference. Music can help you find emotions that you didn't know were there. Yeah. Help you interpret those emotions in a way that some words can't do.
Very nice.
Whether you are trying to become you know, the next big thing, or you do it just so that when you're alone and you don't understand what's going on, you can pick up a guitar, start on a piano, or pick up a violin, or start singing something, you will understand. You'll get a deeper understanding of what's going on.
Perfect. Perfect answer. We appreciate you so much, sweetheart. You know,
no problem.
I want to thank you. You know, I know you guys. Like I said, you're in the middle of kind of like your one day to kind of, you know, stop down for a second while you guys are traveling. And you know, we definitely here at Radio Memphis. You know, we wish you well on this tour. And of course, we're looking forward to you coming into Memphis. You know, if there's anything that we can do for you here, you need to let us know. You know, get in touch with us. And of course, you know, you guys over there know how to get in touch with us. If I can help you with anything, you know, Phil can help you with anything, you know, we'd love to be able to be available to you.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, tour rolls on. What's your next stop?
We're going to be playing in New Haven, Connecticut, home of Yale.
Yay. Nice. Good for you. You're going to have a blast. You're going to have a blast. You guys have a fantastic time with us.
Well, thank you.
You are so welcome. I look forward to talking to you some more. And I have a feeling...
Okay, and come to the show and we can sit down and have a conversation. I can counsel you on your problems, my dear.
You know... See, I already developed this relationship with him. Here's the thing, man. I almost feel like you can. And I feel like you just might actually have the answer for me. You know?
See, Corey puts us at ease more than, say, Trey Gunn did.
Yeah. No doubt. I Father Corey, I think, is what I need in my life.
And actually, the name is the right Reverend Daddy Love. Thank you very much.
Reverend Daddy Love. I'm going to have... have to say that and let that roll off my tongue once or twice for the rest of the night.
She's all for Klimt now. Her face.
I'm a little flushed at the moment in time, and I gotta.
That's my Twitter handle. It's Rev Daddy Rump.
I can't even speak anymore. I just, you know, I normally am very, very well put together and I'm very collected and stuff like that. And I feel like all of a sudden I'm at a confessional and
this is the goal for every night though, to make her not be able to talk anymore.
I feel like I need to like, you know, lay something out there so that he knows what he can help me with.
Well, I don't know if you want to do that on the air.
I'm speechless. Okay, all I know is that I've got to play some more Living Color. I've got to let everybody know that they've got to get this album, Shade. They've got to come and see you, especially if they get into Memphis. And I have to set up a counseling session with you.
Indeed, you do. On all fronts, on all accounts, you have to do all of that.
Baby doll, you're on. I tell you what, listen, you be safe. You'll be hearing from me. We're talking, man. We know each other now. I'm coming up with a list. I can't even speak. I gotta play your music. I need to rock out to you. I need you to preach to me some more. So I'm gonna share that with everybody. You have a fantastic time, honey. You be safe, okay?
Take it easy now.
Thanks so much, Corey.
Thanks so much, Corey.
Anytime. All
right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh my God, I'm flustered. I really thought it was like turning into like this total professional thing, and then he came back.
With Reverend Daddy Love.
Reverend Daddy Love. Well, you know what?
Let's check his Twitter handle.
Check the Twitter handle, because if it's under that, I promise, man, I will so follow it. I will follow it, you know, six ways to Sunday. And every time that Living Color shows up on this screen and is actually getting ready to play here on this station,
you're gonna get all flustered.
I'm going to tell you now, up next, you've got Reverend Daddy Love, a.k.a. Living Color. We do have some more for you guys right here on Radio Memphis. Here's a little bit of Invisible right here on Radio Memphis Prog Time.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.